Testivity Audiobook, Series 6, Module 11, Qualified Retirement Plans.
The Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974, or ERISA, established standards that corporate retirement plans must adhere to in order to receive favorable tax considerations. If a corporate retirement plan meets the criteria set forth by ERISA, the plan is a qualified plan, and the employer may deduct contributions to the plan as a business expense. Vesting, eligibility, and discrimination are the core issues addressed by ERISA. Vesting refers to the amount of time required to pass before the plan participant achieves a non-forfeitable right to the benefits under the plan. Employees are always 100% vested in their own contributions to the plan. Under ERISA rules, the most restrictive vesting schedules are graded and cliff vesting. Graded vesting requires a portion of the company contribution to vest annually, with the employee being fully vested no later than the end of the sixth year. If the employer chooses to restrict vesting of company contributions to 0%, for the first 2 years, the company contribution must be 100% vested at the end of year three, known as cliff vesting. Under ERISA rules, all employees who meet the following criteria are eligible to participate in a corporate-sponsored retirement plan: at least 21 years old, employed by the organization for at least 1 year, and work at least 1,000 hours per year. It is common for an employer to match employee contributions up to a certain percentage of salary. ERISA requires the percentage be the same for all employees, regardless of salary, job level, tenure, etc. If a plan favors certain highly compensated employees, for example, an executive has the ability to take personal loans from the plan, it will lose its qualified status. This is known as a violation of exclusive benefit rules. It's also known as a top-heavy plan. ERISA also requires a qualified plan document be in writing. The plan must be funded, with assets in the plan segregated from other corporate assets. Corporate retirement plans can be structured as either defined benefit or defined contribution plans. A defined benefit plan will provide a specific benefit at retirement. The benefit is determined using a formula typically involving age at retirement, compensation level, and years of service. A defined benefit plan tends to favor older employees because a larger amount may be contributed for those nearing retirement. Defined contribution plans are more prevalent and easier to administer. The benefit that will ultimately be received by the plan participant is unknown. It depends on the investment return of the funds in the plan. With a defined contribution plan, the allowable contribution is restricted to certain amounts by the IRS. While there is a catch-up provision that allows people over age 50 to contribute more to a qualified plan, if a person exceeds the maximum allowable contribution, a 6% per year penalty will be assessed on the excess contribution. A 401k is the most common type of qualified defined contribution plan. Employees may allocate a portion of their salaries to this plan, and contributions are excluded from their income for federal income tax purposes. Contributions to qualified plans have no effect on the employee's Social Security tax liability. Contributions and earnings grow tax-deferred until withdrawn. Withdrawals from a 401k plan are taxed as ordinary income and may be subject to an additional 10% federal tax penalty if withdrawn prior to age 59 and a half. The Roth 401k plans became available January 1st of 2006. Roth 401k plans must be funded with after-tax contributions, but allow tax-free withdrawals, provided the account owner is at least 59 and one half. A SEP, or Simplified Employee Pension Plan, is also an IRA, established and maintained by the employee, but to which the employer may contribute. With high contribution limits and immediate vesting, SEPs are generally appropriate for small family-owned businesses looking to fund a retirement plan with company profits, lowering the tax liability of the company. A simple or savings incentive match plan for employees is an IRA established and maintained by the employee, but to which the employer may contribute. Simples are only available to small employers with 100 or fewer employees. A simple eliminates the administrative work and cost associated with other plans. A participant in a simple plan will simply open an IRA account at the brokerage firm of their choice. The employer will make appropriate salary deductions and deposit them, along with any match the company may make, into the employee's IRA. A KEO, or HR 10 plan, is intended for self-employed persons and owners of unincorporated businesses, such as lawyers or doctors. If the owner of a KEO has any employees, the plan is then subject to ERISA eligibility rules. Profit-sharing plans are popular with companies in cyclical industries because they do not require a fixed contribution. The company can increase, decrease, or even skip a contribution as long as the contributions are substantial and recurring. With a money purchase plan, the employer contributes a fixed percentage of the employee's salary regardless of the company's profitability. The company must make contributions or pay a penalty. Distributions taken from a qualified retirement plan are taxed as ordinary income. If taken prior to age 59 and a half, the distribution is also subject to a 10% penalty. While it's not possible to avoid taxation, the 10% penalty will not be imposed if the distribution is due to death, divorce, or disability, financial hardship, qualified higher education expenses, medical expense insurance premiums for unemployed individuals, medical expenses over 7.5% of adjusted gross income, first-time home buyers up to $10,000, substantially equal payments over life expectancy, and rollover to another qualified plan. If the reason for the distribution is death of the account owner and the beneficiary is the spouse of the deceased, the assets of a qualified plan may be rolled into the beneficiary's qualified plan, further deferring taxes until retirement of the beneficiary. The IRS also requires distributions from a qualified plan to begin no later than April 1st of the year following the year the owner of the account attains age 70 and a half. The penalty for failing to take the required minimum distribution is 50%. The assets in a qualified retirement plan can be transferred to another qualified plan with few restrictions. If the owner of the account takes possession of the funds, the transfer must be completed within 60 calendar days. This action is commonly referred to as a 60-day rollover. An individual is only allowed one 60-day rollover per year. That's 12 rolling months, not calendar year. Further, if the funds are being rolled from a company-sponsored retirement plan, the corporation is required to withhold 20% of the distribution to be sent directly to the IRS. A 403B is a defined contribution plan that may be established by a public school, state university, or nonprofit service organization. 457 plans are available to state and local government employees. Other than who is eligible to establish the plan, 403B plans and 457 plans work the same as a 401k plan. Also, 403B plans and 457 plans are not corporate retirement plans, therefore not regulated by ERISA rules. While they play by the same rules, these plans are not technically qualified plans. A deferred compensation plan is a non-qualified retirement plan where an employee or business owner defers current compensation in exchange for a larger payout at retirement. Because the plan is non-qualified, it can discriminate, and commonly does. Deferred compensation plans are typically established by business owners for themselves and are not made available to the employees of the business. It's discriminatory, therefore it's non-qualified. Individual retirement accounts. While technically not qualified plans, many of the same rules apply here. IRAs provide an opportunity to save for retirement on a tax-deferred basis and may provide an immediate tax benefit through deductible contributions. A traditional IRA may be funded by anybody with earned income. If the individual making the contribution is not covered by a qualified retirement plan, the contribution to a traditional IRA is tax deductible. If the individual making the contribution is covered by a qualified plan, but has income below certain levels, the contribution is deductible in the year it is made. A spousal IRA may be funded for the benefit of the non-working spouse who has no earned income. Traditional and spousal IRAs must be funded no later than April 15th of the year following the year for which the contribution is intended. Withdrawals are taxed as ordinary income, and there is a 10% penalty for premature distributions prior to age 59 and a half. Required minimum distributions begin no later than April 1st of the year following the year the account owner attains age 70 and a half, and rollover transfer rules are the same as qualified plans. Roth IRAs are available to anyone with adjusted gross income under certain IRS limitations, and if married, files jointly. The contribution limits are the same as they are for traditional and spousal IRAs, but the contribution will never be tax deductible in the year made. Distributions from a Roth IRA, however, are tax-free, provided the account owner has attained age 59 and a half. Amounts attributable to contributions may also be distributed tax and penalty-free if the money has been in the account for at least 5 years. Note, there is no requirement to start minimum distributions at age 70 and a half for a Roth IRA. However, the required minimum distribution does apply to Roth 401ks. With the introduction of the Roth IRA account, the IRS made it possible for a person with an adjusted gross income below certain levels to convert a traditional IRA into a Roth IRA. A person converting a traditional to a Roth may have a tax liability in the year of conversion. Generally, the favorable tax treatment of distributions from a Roth IRA outweigh the initial tax liability of conversion. Therefore, it has become quite common to convert traditional IRAs to Roth IRAs. The infrequent process of converting a Roth back to a traditional is called recharacterization.